I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. I got to hit the post the right way. The way they typically do on the afternoon show. I almost jumped the gun there. I'm so fired up about this McNabb thing, you know, the Paul George stuff. It's been a lot going on in the show today. And our Twitter poll question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. I put a new one up. Does Donovan McNabb belong on the Eagles quarter century Mount Rushmore? I have Mike Angelina coming in during the break. He's giving me crap about my McNabb take. I mean, people are just haters. People don't remember is the problem. They don't remember how influential Donovan McNabb was here in terms of Eagles history. And I think he belongs on the Mount Rushmore of the last quarter century of Philadelphia Eagles. Again, my Mount Rush for today, the last quarter century Eagles, Brian Dawkins, Lane Johnson, Brandon Graham, Donovan McNabb. If you want to get on that, you're welcome to. Just talking about Paul Jordan last segment, I just want to know, just if you want to just vent about this organization. And I got to say, man, I cannot stand Daryl Morey. Like, this guy is one of the biggest disappointments in the history of Philadelphia sports. Because I was thrilled when the Sixers hired him. I thought, you know, finally a real GM comes in here. They had the Colangelos. They had Brett Brown running things for a year after the Hinky ouster or whatever. And I was really excited about Daryl Morey. And this guy has been such a disappointment. Just across the board, just a disappointment in terms of making bad decisions, reckless decisions. And this Paul George contract, I can't believe I'm saying this. You probably would have been just better off riding it out with Harden. And I can't stand Harden. But you probably, would you not have been better off?
Probably would have, yeah.
Like, I guess it worked out because this year was such a disaster that you got the pick and you got Edgecombe, so maybe not.
Harden was an all-star this year, though.
Yeah, like you, I mean, and well, tanking and getting the third pick is probably better than going to the playoffs and having Harden, you know, crap the bed in a game seven. So it worked out better. But the Paul George thing is just inexcusable. It's such a bad contract. And I don't know what Daryl Morey was doing. So you want to get on that. 215-592-9494. Main topic we were talking about earlier today. What concerns you more going into 2025 with the Eagles? Is it the offense or the defense? And we'll get to all that and more. And our next question today, by the way, what's something you were tired of? Continue getting all that in a few minutes. But first, it's time for a top five at five with Luke Nichols.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With the deep-throated Mr. Nichols.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Thank you, Jody, for that intro. Greatly appreciated.
Deep-voiced? Yeah.
Don't think so. I would assume so, but yeah. You never know. Anyway, okay. My top five that I have for you today. in, you know, we're getting in the theme of the All-Star game being tonight, and we've done a lot of hating on today's show, so I thought this is very appropriate for right now. My top five worst All-Star / Pro Bowl selections. Now, I tried to limit the MLB and the NHL All-Stars because you have to have a player from every team, so some of that is a little, you know, washed out at this point, but these are my top five worst All-Star selections in sports. Number five, I don't mean to bash this guy because I love him, but Kyle Korver, 2015 in the NBA All-Star game. And really that entire Hawks team that got in, it was Jeff Teague, it was Al Horford, it was Paul Millsap. Kyle Korver didn't even have that good of a year. He had 12 points a game, and yeah, he was 49% from three, but it wasn't his best year by a long shot, and it was his only All-Star appearance in the East and his only All-Star appearance ever. And they lost in the second round. They were an all-time team that year, that regular season. They were the best team in the league the entire time, and they completely flamed out in the playoffs, and everybody saw it coming. And the fact that Kyle Korver made an All-Star team along with three other players from the Hawks is just, it was just bad.
Yeah,
it was a down.
I didn't know Kyle Korver made an All-Star. That is one of the most, that is one of the all-time like regular season fraud teams in the history of sports.
100%. They won like 50, high 50s games.
And everybody knew they had no chance to win the finals.
Yeah, Boonholzer was the coach. You knew they weren't going to even make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. They lost in the second round.
Yep.
It was embarrassing. Number four, I'll keep this one short. Jacob Mizorowski, 5 starts. What are we doing? I get it. He throws 100, and he's got a 95-mile-an-hour slider. Am I going to enjoy watching it tonight when he's in there for one inning? Maybe, maybe not, probably. But come on. Christopher Sanchez is more deserving. Granger Suarez is more deserving. Just, it's ridiculous that he got in with only 5 starts. Even Skeens last year made more sense because he got called up in early May and had 11 starts.
Yeah, no, it's an insult to the All-Star game as a whole. Like, yeah. And I get, you know, if you're looking at it through the lens, because this is, I had this argument with Al on Sunday. Al said, hey, it's a game for the fans. Take guy people want to see. But to not ask Christopher Sanchez to go before Mizorowski's
court. Right. It's absurd. And again, kept that one short. So my next three, we're going to have to go to the Pro Bowl. Now, this is the 2022 Pro Bowl. Here are the AFC quarterbacks. The starter, for whatever reason, was Justin Herbert. And then you had Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson as a reserve. And you know who was the alternate Pro Bowler that year? My number three on the worst All-Star / Pro Bowl selections, Mac Jones.
Mac Jones
was
made a
rookie, and he made the Pro Bowl. He was 10-7 that year, had 3,800 passing yards, 22 touchdowns and 13 interceptions, and he made it as a Pro Bowl alternate. Mac Jones is a backup on the Jaguars now. Well, he is terrible.
I'm sure you probably have a lot in football, because in football, everybody just decides not to go.
Yes.
For the most part.
Yeah, and like, what are we doing? Like, you have Herbert being the starter is a little crazy, but you even have Herbert, that makes sense. Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes obviously make sense. And then you have Mac Jones right there. He stunk. Even his time on the Patriots, he stunk, and they still hung on to him for 2 more years after making a Pro Bowl. And now he's on the Jaguars. I think he's still on the Jaguars as a backup. He's nothing. He's never going to be a good quarterback. Even last year when he came in, he looked absolutely awful. So the fact that he made a Pro Bowl just, it's still shocking to me a bit. Sticking with the NFL, my number two is Tyler Snoop Huntley. Tyler Huntley made the Pro Bowl in 2022, and he started 4 games. He started 4 games, and he made the Pro Bowl.
I remember that. I remember him making the Pro Bowl that year.
I don't know why they had
four starts
and he made the Pro Bowl. I don't know why they had so many alternates here. The main three were Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow. Duh. And then you had Tyler Huntley, Trevor Lawrence, and Derek Carr. Derek Carr could have been in here too. But Tyler Huntley, in that year, in the 4 starts, he had 2 passing touchdowns and 3 interceptions. He only had 658 passing yards.
Nothing says Pro Bowl other than that.
How did this guy get in?
Yeah.
You could have picked somebody who started at least 10 games and it would have made more sense. He had 2 passing touchdowns and 3 picks. That is absolutely embarrassing. It's ridiculous. So my last one, my number one, just most questionable, makes no sense, All-Star / Pro Bowl selection of all time. We're sticking with the Pro Bowl because, wow, some of these quarterbacks that made it are just awful. My number one, going all the way back to 1975, Mike Barilla of the Philadelphia Eagles made the Pro Bowl with a 2-3 record, 6 touchdowns, and 12 interceptions. He had 996 passing yards on the season. He started 5 games and made a Pro Bowl. The other NFC quarterbacks who were Pro Bowlers, Fran Tarkenton, Jim Hart, Roger Staubach, and Mike Barilla. Mike Barilla played in the league for 4 years. 4 years. He only started in 19 games in 4 years.
I never even heard of the guy.
I never heard of the guy either. Yeah. I was doing research on the worst All-Star and Pro Bowl selections. Mike Barilla, I keep wanting to call him Mark Barilla. I don't even know the guy's name.
Yeah.
Mike Barilla was awful. I watched a video about it. He didn't even think he was going to make the Pro Bowl. He had no idea. He was getting ready to study law school at Penn. He got the call, and he's like, yeah, I guess I'll go. Funny enough, it was 20-9 in this Pro Bowl. Mike Barilla got in the game, led the NFC to a comeback win.
Wow, played how about that?
Out of his mind. But this guy started 5 games, appeared in 7, had 6 touchdowns, and 12 interceptions. And mind you, the Eagles traded for Mike Barilla, gave up a first-round pick for him.
Okay.
So not well, great there. Well, but this guy it played in the NFL for 4 years, made a Pro Bowl because nobody else wanted to go. They give it to Mike Barilla. He leads them to a comeback and then was only in the league for 2 more years after that.
Wow.
He was awful and somehow got elected to the Pro Bowl.
Okay, so the 5 worst Pro Bowl All-Star
slash Pro Bowl. I wanted to leave out there NHL and most of the – because some of the MLB ones were just egregious. Like, Jose Altuve made it in 2012 when the Astros were still in the NL, and his numbers were not great at all.
Yeah.
So there was a ton of MLB guys I could have thrown in there. Like, even Odubel Herrera could have put in there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the baseball especially, because that stupid rule where you need a representative from every team.
Yeah, but a lot of just terrible, terrible quarterbacks.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Our Pro Bowlers.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Yeah, well, there you go. Well, good list, Luke. Good top five at five today. 215-592-9494. If you want to get in, this hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Windows. Big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Let's go back to the phones. Go to Bob in University City. What's up, Bob?
Hello. I'd like to disagree with your Mount Rushmore. I have 3 points.
Okay.
I think that Donovan is mainly in the record book due to longevity. He played more than anyone, so he has more this, more that. Not greatness, but longevity. And watching him over his career, I was curious that he'd run out of bounds and take a sack instead of throwing away the ball. I think he did that just to protect his passing stats.
Bob, I don't remember that being a you remember him running out of bounds behind the line of scrimmage instead of throwing the ball away? I can't tell you.
Absolutely.
I can't tell you I remember him doing that.
Many times. Also,
are you sure he didn't run for like positive yards and run out of bounds?
Absolutely.
He would just take
sack.
Well, Bob, you know that's worse for his passing stats than it would be if he threw the ball.
I don't know that. I know he didn't throw it. All of us were screaming, throw the ball. And the other thing, when he was quarterback, many, many times I heard a tremendous one-handed catch by so-and-so, a great one-handed catch. Well, if he were more accurate, they could get two hands on
it. Bob, did we watch?
And he wouldn't throw worm balls.
Did we watch the same guy? Because
yes,
the receivers he played with were...
I religiously watch the Eagles
the receivers
every game.
He played... You think he played with good receivers? The receivers he played with were terrible.
The ball in the ground doesn't matter who the receiver is.
Well, you just said they were making all these one-handed catches. Did you just make that up, Bob?
They were making one-handed catches.
Bob, you're making that up.
Not at all.
I don't remember. I don't remember the Todd Pinkston one-handed catch reel.
Well, there were a lot of one-handed catches,
okay.
A lot more.
So what else did he, was he off a lot?
I didn't say he was awful. He's much better than any Detmer, but he's not a Mount Rushmore.
Okay, well, do you think he's better than Jalen Hurts?
I think it's borderline. Hurts needs to put in more time. It's his career so far has had so many outside changes, it's hard to tell how much is him.
Well, okay, Bob, I hear you. Do you have something you're tired of?
I'm tired of all the TV drug commercials.
TV drug commercials? Well, appreciate the call, Bob. I mean, what is he talking about? Like medications? I don't know.
I guess like the ones where they list a billion symptoms.
Well, those are, they're depressing commercials.
Yeah, I mean, it's like,
doesn't
this
seem
sounds
like,
really helpful.
Doesn't seem like any of these things are safe.
Yeah.
And Bob, I appreciate, maybe we're misremembering, but I feel like you just made up a couple lies during that call. I don't remember these abundance of times where Donovan McNabb was willingly running out of bounds behind the line of scrimmage instead of throwing the ball away. I don't remember that. I certainly don't remember the one-handed catches that his great receivers were making to bail him out all the time. The worm balls, which is something that people talk about a lot. Sure, like sometimes he had accuracy issues, but I don't know, man. I thought Donovan McNabb was pretty damn good. That's exactly what bothers me though, is he's just never going to get the credit he deserves. He's never going to be appreciated for what he did here, and it's even more highlighted after Jalen Hurts wins a Super Bowl and Nick Foles wins a Super Bowl. It'll just be looked at as, and I feel bad as somebody who lived through that era and somebody who watched that era and somebody who loved those teams, because there's going to be a whole generation of young people who are going to believe that Donovan McNabb stunk. Like, they're just going to think he stunk because, Luke, you may disagree with how highly I regard him, but would you agree that the majority of, that the way he's spoken about now kind of makes him out to be like he was a bum, and he certainly was not a bum.
Yeah, I do agree with that. I don't think he belongs in the Eagles' Mount Rushmore, but he was a very good quarterback. Like, I think Jalen is on his way to being the best quarterback in Eagles history. I still think it should be considered McNabb just because of his longevity here. I mean, he's got all the records in the world. He's had fantastic seasons here. The playoff success, even with the NFC championships that I maybe bash him for a little bit, even with all those losses, he still deserves credit for that. The reason I can't put Jalen as the best quarterback in Eagles history yet is just because of the longevity. You have to appreciate the longevity of McNabb, how good he was with how little he had. I mean, what was it, 1 or 2 years Westbrook was the team's leading receiver. He had the most catches on the team, and I think in 2007. Like, Westbrook was a phenomenal talent, but if your running back is your leading receiver in a year, That's a problem. And I don't remember Freddie Mitchell or Todd Pinkston making these one-handed catches.
No, and that's the thing. With McNabb and Hurts, it's interesting. And it's something that I'll probably talk about with the morning team tomorrow and get their perspective on it. But it's almost like their careers are kind of like reversed. Where with McNabb, you had a guy who, especially previously to 04, he had to carry the offense. Like, they had a really good offensive line, but McNabb basically had to do a ton of the things to make that offense go. He used to have to run the ball, obviously used to have to throw it to receivers that weren't great, but he was great in the regular season, and then, you know, in the big games sometimes didn't play his best. I don't think he was awful in all those games. I think it's overstated. Like, you think back to 01, the championship game against the Rams, McNabb was actually really good in that game, but you look at Hurts, it's almost the opposite, where he has all this talent around him. And yes, Jalen Hurts needs to do his part, but let's face it, he's assisted by the talent around him. Donovan McNabb, certainly prior to T.O. getting here, didn't have that benefit. He just didn't have great players around him. And Jalen has not been awesome in the regular season, like all the time. But what Jalen has that McNabb doesn't have is he does have the big game gene, I guess. And he's played his best in those biggest games. And it's really, I guess, about what you value more. Like, to me, I would still take McNabb because in those years, again, I don't think all the big games were his fault. And I just think he was the better overall player. I think over the course of those seasons, he had to do more for those teams to succeed. I think he needed to be more of a driving force of the offense's success than Jalen Hurts has had to be. And I just think, like, we should not solely diminish him just because he didn't win a Super Bowl. Like, does winning a Super Bowl matter? Of course it does. And that's always going to be something that knocks him down in the eyes of fans, but I still think he's the better quarterback, and I think if you stack them up and you just put them side by side and you say, who is the better player, objectively, Jalen Hurts or Donovan McNabb, I think it's Donovan McNabb. Let's go to Jason in Glassboro. What's up, Jason?
Yo, what's going on, man?
How you doing, Jason?
Good. So listen, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Donovan McNabb, like, that he's a stiff, because he's not. But my thing is with McNabb, like, so one of my really good friends, his older sister was an Eagles cheerleader during the McNabb and T.O. Years, and she, to your point, told me the morning of the Super Bowl, McNabb was MIA for 4 hours because he was out partying in Jacksonville the night before.
Well, I don't know Jason. I'm not gonna take hearsay with what happened in the Super Bowl. I find that very hard to believe. Okay, that he would do that the night before the Super Bowl. So
he was throwing up, though.
Yeah, well, that doesn't necessarily mean he was out drinking the night before. I mean, you're playing a football. It's the fourth quarter of a football game.
Hey, man, like I said, I'm not.
Lane Johnson said he throws up before every football game he plays his entire career.
I'm just telling you what I heard and what I think, and we can reasonably infer that McNabb could have been out doing
no,
the various
no, Jason,
things.
I appreciate the call. I cannot reasonably infer that, okay? I don't, like, let's not do 20-plus years ago gossip about what could have happened and what, you know, somebody may have seen down at the Super Bowl. I'm not buying that.
Whatever he did the night before, he still didn't show up, and he did not play well in the Super Bowl.
Right.
He could have went to bed at 7 o'clock. He still was awful.
Exactly. He didn't play well in the game. Like, there's really nothing else to say. We don't need to, you know, speculate as to what else could have happened in Jacksonville. I don't know. You don't know. So I think that's kind of a moot point.
Also, how much is there to do in Jacksonville?
Not a lot.
That's what I mean.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. 215-592-9494. One segment left for me today. I'll be back on the morning show tomorrow, but a lot to get to in the last segment of the show. We'll continue getting all your calls in as well. I'm Tom Kelly, in for the afternoon show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.